News now from AM 550, FM 99.9. WSAU.
I'm Tom King, WSAU News. Malaysia's transport minister says Flight 17 never ventured into restricted airspace when it was shot down. During a news conference today, Malaysia called on all parties to respect the integrity of the crash site. Ukraine and pro-Russian separatists are reportedly agreeing to set up a security zone around the site. So far, international observers have been met with hostility by rebels who control the scene. Israel is intensifying its ground offensive in Gaza. The Israeli government says it unearthed 20 Hamas tunnels used to smuggle weapons overnight and killed at least 20 militants. Three Israeli soldiers were injured in that fighting. Remains found in Mexico are now confirmed to be those of a missing American. Harry Deaver disappeared in January while on a motorcycle journey to the World Cup in Brazil. His body and motorcycle were found in a shallow grave in southwestern Mexico. Hundreds of people are being evacuated as a raging wildfire east of Washington State's Cascade Mountains continues to burn. Emergency officials say at least 80 homes have been destroyed. An accident at a town of Stettine Farm claimed a life. Marathon County Sheriff's Department deputies and medical units responded to a 911 call early yesterday afternoon at 900 136th Avenue. Investigators say the accident happened while a tractor was being loaded onto a trailer. The female victim was taken to Aspirus Wausau Hospital by helicopter, where she died around 2:47 in the afternoon. The woman's name will be released later today. A six-year-old girl is lucky to be alive after nearly drowning at the Rothschild Schofield Aquatic Center pool yesterday afternoon. Officers responded to a drowning call, and when they got there, police learned the child was pulseless and not breathing when she was pulled from the water, but resuscitation efforts were successful.
Upon the officer's arrival, along with the Rothschild Med Unit, it was learned that the minor female, age 6, was transported to Aspirus Wausau Hospital, and the last known status was the female was in stable condition.
That's Rothschild Officer Darren Honkanen, who says that lifeguards did a wonderful job. There were also a couple of nurses off duty that assisted. The Aquatic Center is expected to be open today. The State Department of Agriculture is adding 7 more Wisconsin counties to the list of those quarantined because of the emerald ash borer. We get more from Andrew Beckett.
The move comes after the tree-killing insect was confirmed in Columbia, Grant, and Monroe counties. The new quarantines cover those three areas, along with neighboring Richland, Iowa, Lafayette, and Greene counties. While EAB has not been found in those areas yet, officials say their proximity makes it likely the insect will show up there. There are now 29 counties in the state that are under a quarantine, which means ashwood products and hardwood firewoods can't be moved out of them. Businesses must prove to the state that their wood products are pest-free before they can be shipped. Andrew Beckett, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Authorities have located a Manitowoc man in Mexico who's accused of fleeing the country with his son to avoid reckless homicide charges. 57-year-old Timothy Miller and his 14-year-old son Devin were found safe and sound Thursday just across the border from Laredo, Texas. Miller did not have legal custody of his son, and he's been on the run since the 4th of July. He's charged in the February fentanyl-related death of 39-year-old Victor Gadzinski. The State Elections Board will meet on Monday to discuss a ban reversal on camera usage by election observers. In addition to that, officials will also look at other regulations for observers, including designated personnel assigned to handle questions and provide information about observers. If the proposal succeeds, it will lift an 8-year ban on video and photos at polling places across the state. And a Racine man will have plenty of time off in jail for making a bomb threat to have a day off. 28-year-old Jacob Vanderhoff was sentenced yesterday to 90 days in jail and 3 years of probation for the bomb threat. Prosecutors say Vanderhoff wanted Halloween off but was out of vacation days, so he left 2 threatening notes at his workplace. He was also ordered to pay $4,000 in restitution. That's news. I'm Tom King, Central Wisconsin's Fox News Station, WSAU.